Hello and welcome back, and thanks for listening. As always, I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics. Retirement planning, the two most boring words since featuring Sting. Okay, that's a John Oliver joke, I know, but I honestly could not think of two more boring words. Anyway, retirement planning is not America's forte, as it turns out. According to a recent report from the U.S. Government Accountability Office, 48% of Americans 55 and older have no money in either an IRA or a 401k style account. 29% have no pension or retirement savings accounts. So here's what's at stake. In retirement, one has to live off of one's savings, investments, and Social Security benefits. Question: how many Americans are concerned that these retirement assets will not sufficiently cover their living expenses? And how can they bridge this retirement savings gap? Answer: more than necessary are concerned. This week, we have an AARP expert to help us parse the ways we can get our retirement planning back on track. Or, you know, just on track.
Sure. I'm Jean Chatsky. I am AARP's financial ambassador and the author of a new book called Women with Money.
And you're also the host of the podcast Her Money. I want to throw that in there, too, because I enjoy that podcast. So.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I love doing it.
Absolutely. Let's just start at the very beginning, because I've been looking at some numbers and they're not cool. We're looking at about a half of all U.S. households age 55 and older have no retirement savings. Is that even nearly accurate? Because I got that from a politician's website.
Yeah, no, it is accurate. We've been talking about how financially fragile Americans are for years. And the latest study shows that, again, more than half of us could not come up with $400 in an emergency if we needed it.
Yeah.
Which is just so discouraging when you think about the fact that Social Security is really only going to replace about 40% of our pre-retirement income on average. The rest of it's going to be up to us, which means we really better get off the dime.
Yeah, you're right. It's discouraging. It's disheartening. I mean, honestly, I'm Gen X, and it's proven, at least so far, that the math is going to be, there's not going to be Social Security for my generation. I'm 49 years old this year.
Hey, I'm Gen X as well. I'm a little bit older than you are. I'm sort of the last of the boomers and the first of the Gen Xers. And we did get a new report from Social Security that shows that by 2035 by 2035, the trust fund is going to start to be in default. But a lot of people don't understand what that means. It doesn't mean that there will be no Social Security. It means that at that point, if nothing is done by the government, Social Security will only be able to meet about 75% of their obligations, which means smaller checks. But I fully believe that the government will do something to meet its obligations, because they're going to have a lot of angry people heading to the polls if they don't.
We are a small generation, but we are vocal.
We certainly are.
you've been able to disabuse me of a bit of my woe, but let's go back to the discouragement around this. What kind of is there anything we can do? Is there actionable things that we can do? Okay, let's go and start ticking them off, please.
Sure, absolutely. So the first thing you have to do is understand where you are when it comes to retirement. What's your own retirement savings gap look like? Go to aceyourretirement.org. That is a tool put together by AARP and the Ad Council. It'll ask you 3-4 very simple questions and give you a personalized plan for what you need to do next to start improving the picture for your retirement. You said you liked my Her Money podcast. Uh-huh. I'm very glad to hear that, because I've got another one. It's called Closing the Savings Gap, and we took real women and matched them up with financial advisors to show that this is possible, that with a little work, you absolutely can make your financial life better. So I'd love people to look for that wherever they get their podcasts, or they can go to aarp.org/closing the gap. You also want to get strategic about Social Security. What we know is that about 2/3 of people claim Social Security at age 62. The thing is, if you can wait for every year between age 62 and age 70, you get a bump in benefits that's equivalent to about 8%. Hmm. That is a lot of money. And because we're living so much longer, yeah, waiting is often the very, very best strategy. If you've got questions about Social Security, you can go to aarp.org/Social Security, and it'll walk you through claiming strategies.
Hey, Jean, I appreciate the macro take there. I want to kind of circle back real quick, though. Is there a gender differentiation with approaches and or saving between men and women when it comes to retirement?
Well, women are certainly a lot more worried about not having enough for retirement, which we blame on the fact that we have consistently earned less than men. So, there is a significant gender difference. But it doesn't mean that we can't improve our own personal economies for tomorrow by starting to take some steps to do the right thing. And for many women, that means taking some of the money that we have in savings accounts and putting it to work by investing it. When you look at the returns on savings these days, we're getting on average 0.1%, right, which is basically nothing.
Right.
You're losing money after taxes and inflation. Put the money into a low-cost, diversified investment portfolio and let it grow.
I'd like to bang a drum real quick here about the gender disparity. There's a motherhood tax in this country that is BS. Women take off for motherhood of a new child, and so they lose an opportunity to move up on the income scale because of that, and that has got to stop. Okay, I'm done lecturing at this point.
I am with you. I think if we could do one thing in this country to help improve the gender wage gap, it would just be more child care, more affordable child care options in this country would help an awful lot of people.
Yeah, and if we extrapolate from that, there's a bigger middle class, and that means more consumer spending, which means a better GDP. I mean, it just, yeah, this really,
hey,
just,
we could talk about this forever.
It's a simple math, isn't it, Jean? Okay. you've been great about providing some solutions and some answers and some action items. Let's talk about the mistakes, though, because I think when people hear the common mistakes, they might identify with something that they may not know they're doing themselves. What are some things that people have blind spots around when it comes to retirement?
So the first mistake, and we all, both genders, cop to this, is just waiting too long to start actually sucking money away. I know that sounds like something that you can't get back, but you can certainly start today and make tomorrow a little bit better when it comes to sucking away more money. Men tend to say that their mistakes are more investment-oriented. Women tend to say they're more spending oriented, that we dug ourselves a little too deep into credit card debt. I actually would disagree with that finding. I think that more women are making investment mistakes because we're not taking enough risk with our money, and we need to really change that paradigm. But whatever mistakes you think you're making now, if you can just get yourself to look at where your money's going, make some conscious choices that allow you to save and invest a little bit more for tomorrow. And again, pay really close attention to those Social Security claiming strategies. You're going to provide a much better future for yourself and for your kids.
I think it's a good take. Let's go ahead and double down on the online places people can go, the online resources. Could you give us those web addresses one more time, please?
Absolutely. So aceyourretirement.org is the tool that will help you figure out what you need to do next for your own retirement. My new podcast can be found at aarp.org/closing the gap. And if you have questions about Social Security, aarp.org/Social Security.
Jean, this has been my pleasure. I've been looking forward to this. I'm kind of a fan, so I do appreciate your
time.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
I hope we can talk again soon, maybe later this year.
Sure.
Okay, thanks, Jean. Have a great morning.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was AARP Financial Ambassador and award-winning personal finance journalist Jean Chatsky. There are links to retirement and Social Security tips in the show notes at kgoradio.com or at the bottom of the podcast. I suggest bankrate.com. But here's a hot tip I just found out about. If you worked longer than 35 years, the government will use the highest 35 years of your earnings to average out your Social Security. If you worked fewer than 35 years, the government will average in zeros for the years you are lacking. Now, I'm no math whiz, but that sounds like a real drag if you add zeros. All right, that's it for this week. For executive producer Lee Hammer, I'm the host and the writer, Jason Middleton. This has been Techonomics. Have great weeks, everybody.